We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Talking Halos. I'm your host today, Jared Timms, and I'm joined alongside my co-host, my partner in crime, Nate Green. Nate, it seems like it's going to be your type of podcast, huh?
Sure. Yeah. Let's go with the doom and gloom podcast. I think that's it's my turn, right? Yeah. We'll be excited to have Negative Nate back today.
It has been a hot second. And I will say this for those of you who are on like the Negative Nate side of stuff and haven't seen it in a few minutes, and that's fine and much needed. I won't say much needed. It's one of those things that I think that, you know, a lot of Angel fans are feeling it right now. And that's fine. And if you are in a closet, don't know what we're talking about, Artie Moreno and family have chosen not to sell the organization, not to sell the Angels. I need initial thoughts. I don't know where to go from here. I really don't. Like, I just give me your initial thoughts. We'll roll off. Actually, I'll give. Have you thought of? You've thought about enough. Give me your initial thoughts.
Of course, I've thought about this. Initial thought, just first, there goes our chance at making the playoffs.
Time out. So after everything that you said this season, now it's there goes the chance of making the playoffs just this season.
You know, the Artie Moreno curse seems to be real right now. Everything he touched turns to crap, and so yeah, why? It is what it is. So. I don't know. Like, somehow he'll do something to screw it up. Like, even if the Angels have a shot to make the playoffs, somehow he'll do something, bring in some guy that doesn't make sense and it won't work or whatever. I don't know. It is frustrating to get the rug pulled out from underneath. Like, everyone was super excited when it came out that he was going to sell the team, and it was like, okay, like, this is cool. This is what we want. We need a couple of things. We need some new uniforms. We obviously need a new stadium with the lease coming up soon. We need just a new culture and a new face leading this team. And yeah, it was a disappointing day to hear that, hey, he's gonna keep the team. He's, you know, I don't know. It's sad.
Yeah, no, absolutely. My thought, my I wouldn't say my first thought. Like, I kind of let it sink in a little bit, you know, after looking at the news and everything. It was like, going around social media, you feel it. You really, really feel it. You, like, fans are not happy. A lot of people are not happy. And I should have started this podcast off with, why do you build me up, Buttercup baby, just to let me down? That's a good first start. That is a very good feeling. This is a very Artie Moreno-esque of him to do this. You know, like, we should have, and I feel like we've talked about this before. Like, as they said that the Angels were going to be sold, and it was like, eh, hold tight. Like, you don't know that. Like, you get your hopes up, but, like, until the deal happens, there isn't anything in play. So it'll be very interesting to see, you know, what happens moving forward and everything. And again, kind of, again, my initial thought in the room was, and we've been there before, I think a lot of us have, and if you've, you know, played high school or college sports, it was a, you know, you walk into the room and it's like, whoa, who died type of thing. Like, a how much are we running today? Like, what did we do wrong? Like, that side of things is what, the way that I felt. It was like, oh, that's not the feeling that I want right now. And honestly, I thought the Angels have had a very good off season. Very, very good. And say very good, well, not great, very good off season.
You've said that for how many years in a row? Yep. Okay. You gave it an A last year, so I'm just gonna hold you to it. I gave it a C. It's fine. It's still on the
Let's stay
C
on
range.
topic here and talk Artie Moreno. Artie Moreno, right? Angels had a very good offseason, and then all of a sudden this happens, right? Like, the worst of all things. Like, could have re-signed Kurt Suzuki and I wouldn't have been this upset. Like,
No, it's pretty close. It's pretty close.
Because this is a continual thing that's going to continue to happen here, right? Like, it's the definition of insanity. Like,
Suzuki thing
again,
could have been
it's
continual too.
same thing. The one thing that really upsets me, and I don't know if you've read the quote or not, from Artie Moreno that the Angels put out there, and I think it was more of a press release, I think. Rob Manfred spoke about it too.
Yeah, which is, oh, anytime that guy opens his mouth, it's just like, dude, shut up. Don't
And
make me puke.
this is where I get really, really frustrated, and you guys are going to get frustrated, first because of what he says, and second because I can't read to save my life. So there's that as well. But this is where things frustrate me a lot, is this quote from Artie Moreno. During this process, it became clear that we have unfinished business and feel we can make a positive impact on the future of the team and the fan experience. This offseason, we committed to a franchise record player payroll and still want to accomplish our goal and bring a World Series championship back to our fans. We are excited about this next chapter of Angels baseball. Does that not piss you off more than anything?
Yeah, because he's had 20 years to do that. Like, I don't understand how things are going to change. Like, what goes through your mind to be like, hey, I've been doing the same thing for 20 years. You know what? I'm going to wake up today and all of a sudden we're going to change everything we're doing. It's like, no, Artie, we know what happened. You thought you were going to get Met money. You didn't get Met money because nobody wants to buy the Angels for Mets money. Like, everyone, I think the problem is, everyone threw out numbers that were not even realistic. They were throwing out like
$4 billion.
they were throwing out unrealistic numbers, and people were like, oh yeah, they're gonna buy it. Like, people are gonna buy it. And people started to look at this organization and this franchise and go, it's not worth that much. Like, it's not.
So it's,
It's not worth that much.
if he would have gotten $2 billion, like, I think that was an offer probably put on the table, was around $2 billion, right? What was he thinking that it was worth? Like, people are putting $3-4 billion
price. Forbes has it at what, 2.8 or 3.1?
Yeah. So, I mean, if Artie's asking for 3.5, that's absurd, right? Like, we can agree on that. Like, that's probably not going to happen. That's more than what a lot of teams are worth. And I know you're looking this up right now.
I'm looking up how much Forbes had. I thought it was 3.1 or 3.5.
I think it was like 2.8, 2.77 or something like that. Yeah. 2.6. I think I keep going down a little bit, but. Regardless, people were throwing out $4 billion numbers. This is the exact same thing with the Shohei Ohtani thing, right? Like, people are already putting a $500 million price tag on Shohei Ohtani, and that's just not a realistic price. Like, we put a price tag of $500 million on Mike Trout, and that's just not a realistic price tag to put on Mike Trout.
$2.2 billion, by the way.
$2.2 was it? Okay.
Yeah. $2.2. And so the thing is, people are throwing out $4 billion, and it's like, they're not worth that much. Yep. Yes. So Artie's going into these things going, oh man, I'm here from execs and I'm seeing this and that. Like, we're going to get 3.5, maybe 4. Yeah. And it's like, Artie, you have not run a good organization. You have a lot of things that need to get done for anyone. Like, it's like buying a house. It's like, hey, this house needs a lot of work. So I'm not going to give you full market price. And even if I am giving you full market price, I'm not giving you like the top full market price. It's like, I'm not paying all this in cash type of thing. I'm going to make this harder for everyone, because there's so much stuff that needs to be done with this organization. Like, this needs a complete redo from the top down. It's not like, oh, hey, we just go get one or two pieces and all of a sudden we're going to be good. Like, no, is an entire restruct.
It's not even, it's not an on-field thing. And I want to make people very clear of that. This, what, and I know you know this, but
and
it's not,
and an on-field I'm not even thing. Talking about on-field.
No, so
I'm talking
about it's a reputation thing. The Angels' reputation. What is the Angels' reputation?
Good.
Not an Angels fan. What is the Angels' reputation? Wasting Mike Trout. You have the Tyler Skaggs incident. You have now the sale of the stadium that was an issue. There were a lot of different things that were issues, right? When it comes down to it. You have a stadium that you don't know what's going on with that stadium, right?
Don't forget the sticky ball incident where the Angels clubhouse guy was outed as being the dude to sell the sticky stuff to everyone else. So like, there's a lot of issues in this clubhouse, and it's like, and it goes from the top down. How many times in the last 3 years have we heard from a minor leaguer, and it come from the Angels organization saying Major League Baseball fix this? Yeah. Because we have not been treated fairly, and it's Angels players that are saying this. It's not the Blue Jays. It's not the Yankees. It's not the Dodgers. It's not the Braves. It's the Angel minor leaguers that are saying, man, we're having to live in cars. We're getting nothing. This is terrible. Yep. So all of these things go along with not only the play on the field, but the reputation of the Tyler Skaggs incident, the sale of the stadium and all these things. It's like, this is a complete restructure that you are going to have to not just put money into other things, but you're going to have to redo everything. It's going to take a long process for this new ownership group to come in and be like, oh, hey, we have to hire these people. We have to hire these people, because the people in place right now that have run this organization are not the right answers. They aren't. And you can look at a bunch of different places and say who needs to go and things like that. And obviously it starts at the top with the owner, but you look at all these things and it's like, guys aren't being treated properly. Things are happening in house that you don't know about. You're supposed to be the one in charge of the house, and you don't know that drugs are being sold inside your entire house. You don't know that half your team is doing illegal drugs. Like, how does this guy own a baseball team? And now he's going to wake up after thinking he's getting $4 billion and find out it was worth $2 billion. And he's going to wake up and be like, oh, hey, we're going to change everything. You know, we've been doing things wrong for the past 10 years, 15 years. And, you know, I got lucky for 5 years because I got to take over a team who was run well. And now I'm going to take it over and it's going to go great. It's been a complete disaster. And yeah, you got me even more fired up. Thanks a lot.
That's the thing that scares me the most, is exactly what you just said. And it's what Artie has done many times in the past, right? If the Angels don't win the first half of this season, is that fair? If the Angels don't have a good first 60 games of the season, Artie Moreno is going to take this organization back over fully, right? On the field too, not just off the field, on the field too. And we've seen that. We saw that with Jerry Dipoto. We saw that with Billy Epler. Are we going to probably see that with Perry Minasian, who says they like has Definitely full control of everything? That's what scares me the most right there, you know.
Can I bring up one other point too?
Yeah, we have a little show out on to talk about next. We'll go.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up.
Let's bring it up then. What does this mean for Shohei Ohtani?
I think this means there's zero chance Shohei Ohtani returns. Absolutely 0%. Because with new ownership comes new expectations, comes new ideas, comes things that you can sell Shohei Ohtani, like, hey, look, I'm brand new. This is my plan. I'm going to give you this much money, and I'm going to spend this much money because this is what I'm going to do. This is my plan. How are you going to let a guy who has run an organization for over 20 years, he's had Mike Trout, who he sold on a plan for, what, 8, 10 years now? Oh, I've got this plan, and it's going to be perfect. And we are going to win, and you are going to be, you know, the greatest player ever, not just because of your stats, but because you're going to be in a World Series 3 or 4 times over the next 6 years. And you're going to be, you're just going to be in the playoffs every year. We are going to be the Dodgers. That is like what he has been sold. So how do I believe a guy who has not figured out how to run a baseball team and say, Shohei Ohtani, listen to me, I'm going to offer you this much money, and probably I'm going to try and shortchange you, because that's kind of how Artie is when it comes to these things. He's going to try and make a business decision and be like, hey, yeah, everyone's giving you 50. You play for us, take 44, and it'll be fine. And I still don't think he gets 50, but whatever.
Go ahead.
Whatever. So you look at it, and it's like, how is he going to tell Shohei Ohtani, like, trust me, guys, this is what's going to happen. We are going to spend a lot more money than we ever have, because this is the most money Artie Moreno's ever spent. And technically, we didn't even think he was going to spend this much, because we didn't think it was.
He already said it. They're spending a record payroll this year. They want to go win.
Yeah.
Record payroll.
And so, and what happens if they don't win? What happens if they don't make the playoffs? Then how do you sell Shohei Ohtani? You know what you're doing. I don't think there's a track record where, at least if Shohei Ohtani was brought in, there's a new ownership group, the Angels don't win, the new ownership group can be like, hey, look, we're redoing everything, okay? We're bringing in a new stadium. We're bringing in new jerseys. We're bringing in a new GM. We're bringing in a new president of baseball operations. We're going to surround you with talent, and money is no obstacle. So we will win. All you have to do is sign on this dotted line. We're going to offer you everything that everyone else is. The only thing is, maybe the Dodgers, maybe the Yankees, maybe the, you know, Braves, or whoever you want to put in there. Yeah, maybe they've been to the playoffs a couple more times than we have, but we're a new ownership group, and we're going to do whatever it takes to win.
Here's gonna be what happens with Shohei Ohtani. It is a clear the books so that the Angels can sign Ohtani. It is the Anthony Rendon situation all over again. And you know, looking at it, and I hope I'm wrong, but like, just as I process this in my head, it wouldn't surprise me if the Angels tried at all costs to get a big contract off the books. Does that make sense? That sounds right, right? The whole Zach Cozart, oh, we're going to sign Anthony Rendon thing all over again, right?
It's possible.
Makes sense, right? So that's the first thing that pops into my head to try to push for Shohei Ohtani. Now, I think we were in agreement this entire time that if the Angels were going to push over the salary cap, if the Angels were going to spend more money, and they've spent money, right? That's fine. But spend more money.
You got to spend like what the Dodgers have been spending. You don't have to spend what the Mets have been spending, but no, you got to spend what the Yankees, the Dodgers, where it's like, You're over the luxury tax. We're not asking you to go to 300, but you got to be over the luxury tax.
You got to be over the luxury tax. If the Angels are to do that, which I guess if they extend Shohei Ohtani, I mean, not without doing the numbers, off the books next year, hypothetically thinking about it, off the books is Urshela and, really? Renfro, and Renfro, which is 20 mil.
You can probably get you to 50. that like not bringing back Urshela and Renfroe get you to 50.
Yeah.
And
Oh.
for those of you who are checking my math, Ohtani makes 30 plus those two, that gets you to about 50.
50 million. So there you go. It makes sense, but you need to push over that, right? Like you're gonna, if you sign Ohtani and you don't do anything else, right? Sign
Which
Ohtani, you don't
probably
do
is
anything
how it
else,
would work.
which makes sense of what, which would make sense. So I mean, the Angels are very much so still alive in the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes. That makes sense.
From a money standpoint, yes.
Yes, from a Shohei Ohtani standpoint, who knows? You'd expect the Angels to have extended Shohei Ohtani, or at least there have been some talks by this point, but. Who knows? Like we've talked about this many times. This is an Artie Moreno podcast, though. So it lines up. The Angels will have money for Shohei Ohtani. It makes sense. You take 19 million, 20 million off the books, whatever Urshela plus Renfroe gets.
It will be
Adele
at least
plays.
20 because I think Renfroe is due between 11 and 13, and I think Urshela is due between 9 and 10.
So
So
there you
no
go.
matter what, it's going to be around 20, which would get you to 50 because
And put
Ohtani
you
only
at
makes 30.
very put you at a very similar
Number.
number to what the Angels are paying,
Towards the luxury tax,
which
yes.
is what Artie Moreno just said, the highest payroll in Angels history.
Yep.
So to wrap this up, to go full circle, I don't even want to talk about expectations. We can talk about that tomorrow with another Artie Moreno podcast. Will 100% be coming out tomorrow. Let's wrap it up, Nate. You got any final thoughts? I know not neg I didn't think this was too negative of a podcast. It was how everybody is feeling. Everybody is upset. Everybody is I'm fucking pissed off. Everybody is not happy with this, and I don't blame anybody. Let it out. I'm gonna be honest there with you. So we really appreciate. Actually, go ahead. Give final thoughts. You got anything?
Yeah, my final thought is this is the worst day in Angel history since he bought the team, honestly. And I'm just joking, of course, but that the joke is kind of realistic, where it's like we were so excited for him to sell the team. And anytime Rob Manfred is on someone's side, you automatically take the opposite side. And so since Rob Manfred is happy that Artie Moreno's keeping the team, then we know for sure it's not the right move.
Absolutely. So as I'm playing it in my head, why do you build me up, buttercup baby, just to let me down? That's what I'm feeling right now. So guys, as always, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you could go ahead and subscribe wherever you are listening, absolutely do that for us. We really do appreciate it. Go ahead and or watching YouTube as well. Thank you for that. Go ahead and follow us on all our social medias, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Go ahead and check us out on talkinghalos.com. A lot of good articles coming out there. Assuming we'll probably have a couple articles coming out about this whole Artie Moreno situation real soon. Again, if you could go ahead and follow us on all of our social medias. You can follow myself on Twitter, Jared underscore Tim's Nate at NateGreen34, guys. And thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.